Christ's life was basically peaceful and happy after he went to France, and he was far-seeing enough to know that no matter how long it took, the truth would eventually come out. He did know it would be in our time, not his, that it would be many hundreds of years. He also knew that when this truth came out, there would be controversy because of the power of the church and all the lies and deceptions. But in the final analysis, it would be like anything else, that those who believe will, and those who don't, won't. Those of us who believe in the divinity of Christ and follow his words and teachings know that his suffering and even his necessary self-imposed exile were not in vain, that what he was against was existing religions that were so dogmatic in nature that they completely missed the true nature of God. He probably didn't realize that his teachings would be corrupted by men who would build a powerful, wealthy, and huge religion that would control with dogma and fear. Jesus didn't go to church or temple and tried to teach everyone to seek and find the truth in their own temple without hate, remorse, or fear. He brought us the true God, but those after him formed an organization that decided that money, power, and politics were more important, and they became even more rabid in seeking these things. It seems the pendulum has to swing wildly before it finally centers itself. I am by no means trying to put myself above anyone else. God knows I've written enough about my life and blunders, but I have to say that in writing this book, I felt our Lord with me every step of the way. It was as if, should I hesitate about what I knew, Jesus would say, "Don't be afraid. The truth will come out." We Gnostics are Christians through and through, and if I or any of the others who believe this way had come out with this at any other time but now, we would have probably been burned at the stake or tortured. I try, as all Gnostics now and down through the eons of time have done, to live a good life, love God, and then go home.